seemed to happen that time. A couple moments when you tied in the third and then you had a shot in the fourth.
Yeah, we just stopped scoring. It seemed like, you know, I don't know exactly why it happened so fast. You know, we just, you know, I think we turned the ball over a few times. I think we had a few offensive fouls. And they were making shots at the other end. I think it led to us pressing a little bit. And maybe we rushed a few and missed. And before you know it, we went a long stretch without scoring. So, you know, that was it. I mean, I think throughout the game, we turned the ball over a lot. And gave them a lot of fast break points off turnovers that, you know, I think other than that, we played pretty solid D in the half court.
Do you think specifically on those turnovers, you guys, them?
I think, you know, a lot of them were us. You know, I think a lot of them, we just either weren't decisive enough or were careless, and we just turned it over. But, you know, I don't know. It's just one of those nights. You know, they, you know, came in here and you got to tip their hat to them. They played last night. They lost. They were motivated. And, you know, maybe with a little tired legs, they came out and were demonstrative. And, you know, I thought we lacked a little bit of confidence at times.
What did Duke learn that they went three-guard lineups a lot more than they usually did?
No, I don't think it's really a factor if we play a little better. But, you know, for whatever reason, we just weren't at our best tonight. I don't think necessarily it was too much to do with their lineups or anything, you know. I thought they wanted it bad, and we were a little bit decisive, lost our confidence for a little stretch there or two, and, you know, that was it.
There seemed to be a lot of frustration with the calls tonight. Did that impact the game in any way?
Well, I mean, you know, you can always make a complaint about officiating, but whether we got a good whistle or a bad whistle, you know, we got to also look at a lot of plays that we didn't make, a lot of plays that, you know, I felt like we would want back. That didn't have anything to do with the ref, so sure, I'd like some of those calls back, but, you know, you also got to take some of it on yourself and just say, you know, we can do better.
Does the frustration of some of those calls have a hangover onto the next play and the next play?
I don't know. You know, I felt like we were okay. I felt like we weren't necessarily dwelling on it too much, but maybe we were. But I don't really feel like that was a factor. I thought overall just, we didn't have a real winning mentality tonight. I thought we were hesitant and a little doubtful rather than, you know, bold and aggressive and determined. So I think that was the difference.
without the three-pointers, the offense seems to always suffer. Shot a little percentage, but just seems like, yeah, and that's not helping you spread the floor.
You know, I kind of disagree. I mean, I think on the surface, yeah, it'd be nice to make some threes, but, you know, I don't think we went stretches without getting penetration. Mm-hmm. And without the penetration, you know, or going inside, then, you know, the threes aren't as good as it looks. And so, you know, I think it was more that we weren't getting the penetration rather than the threes weren't allowing us to penetrate. You know, I thought that we were kind of, like I said, hesitant or turned the ball over or didn't get the ball maybe in the right person's hand. Give up opportunities to get in the paint and cause problems for them.
End of a long home winning streak. Can you reflect on what's made you guys such a good home team the last 19 games?
Well, you know, I only speak about this year. It's been good. You know, we've come out and been determined at home for the most part, and that's what it takes. Get your fans behind you and put the other team under pressure. And tonight we didn't do that, so it's a good lesson for us to realize why we did have the streak. You know, streak that lasted a month and a half, which we only played about three games at home, but you know, it was good. You know, we did a good job there, and then to have this type of record at home is something we should be proud of and build on.
Must be the weight of playing two home games in a row.
Yeah. Well, it's just too much to handle.
Defensively, beyond, you know, the transition stuff, they still got some easy stuff.
Well, I think we had a couple breakdowns, but other than that, you know, we did a decent job in the half court, and, you know, we gave up them about a third of their points, I think, off turnovers. So, you know, I think those few breakdowns in the half court are highlighted because, you know, they're ahead by 10 points and it makes you look bad. But, you know, to be honest, we did have a bunch of breakdowns in the half court, but still, 33 or points or whatever it was off turnovers is too much. And, you know, but I guess. guess you can say that that and some of the breakdowns led to probably 50 points. So not too much to give them easy buckets like that. They're a good team.
Is it too soon to say they're the best defensive team you faced all year?
I wouldn't have thought that. I think they're a good team, but you know, I wouldn't have thought that. I felt like our attitude was poor tonight. You know, we lacked confidence. You know, when we were aggressive, we didn't have any trouble getting to the basket or scoring. When we got indecisive or lacked confidence, you know, all of a sudden, you know, we looked deflated and defeated.
Did you feel that in the first quarter or did the first quarter so far?
No, I thought we were, for the most part, for three quarters, we were okay. You know, I think we turned the ball over too much. Without some of the turnovers, we're probably playing pretty well offensively.